Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
TSU basketball opens its season tomorrow. The Brian Penny Collins era begins at Lipscomb. Ironically enough, we'll get to that Saturday, 3 o'clock. And Coach Collins joins us now. Penny, what's up, man? How are you?
What's going on, man? Thanks for having me.
Hey, how excited are you to get rolling tomorrow, man?
Oh, man, I'm extremely excited, man. These guys, they're tired of hearing me talk in practice every day, so trying to play against somebody else for a change.
Hey, man, that Lipscomb team, obviously they made that run of the NCAA tournament last year, and really, really good. They got a lot of pieces back. I was looking one of the top 25 mid-major teams. I saw in one poll. That's going to be a challenge.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me. we got a real-life juggernaut coming in their first game, hopping right into the frying pan for our guys. But, you know, that's exactly what we want, though. Our goal is to be a team that can play in the NCAA tournament, and we want to compete for OCC championships every year. A better way to do that than to play against teams that have already done it. So we'll get a very early measuring stick to see how where we need to get to or how close we are to that point at this time of the year.
Obviously, you're playing Casey Alexander, and there's a great story Mike Organ wrote in the Tennessean. You wanted to go to TSU. You wound up at Belmont, and Casey was a huge part of that. And it was interesting the way you talked about how, even though at one point it looked like there was no way you were going to go there, but he kept in touch with you. He kept communicating with you, and in the end, it all worked out.
Yeah, that just goes to the kind of class that those guys over at Belmont have. You know, Coach Bird has done a phenomenal job of putting his culture in place, and it's engraved in everybody over there, not only in the basketball program, but in the university itself. And once that opportunity for me to be on that team and that scholarship got sealed, Casey just stayed in touch with me. And it wasn't just phone calls either. He would write me letters and, you know, just keep in touch with me and just kind of tell me what was going on with the program. And everything just happened to work out exactly how it was supposed to.
So how special is it for you to open up your tenure at TSU playing against him?
Oh, I think it's really cool. It's something that I couldn't have scripted. You know, it's a really good storyline. It's really cool to have the opportunity to coach against somebody that coached me and helped me in my college career. And it's going to be, you know, even magnified even more when we don't have to play against Coach Bird in January or February, whenever that game.
Right.
So, it's really cool. It's really cool.
What does it mean that you get to start your head coaching career at a place like TSU, which obviously you were very fond of, and it was a place that you loved long before you're getting this chance?
Yeah, well, it means everything to me. I've known about TSU way before I knew about Belmont or Lipscomb. My parents went to school here. My mom went to school here. My grandmother went to school here. All my cousins went to school here. My grandfather went to school here. It's just a place that's rich in tradition that I've been a part of ever since I was little. And so just seeing how the programs used to be here back in the early 90s and all the way up until the John Cooper days and the Cal Alexander days and now the Dana Ford, I've just always kept up the program. So it's just very exciting. It's really like a dream come true for me to be back home in the city where I'm from and coaching a program that I know everything about their history.
As a young coach, Brian Penny Collins with us, TSU basketball coach. As a young coach, Penny, is there a guy or two that you lean on that maybe you call that is a mentor? Is it Coach Bird? Do you have somebody else? I'm just curious.
Yeah, well, my dad is the main person in my life. You know, he's a former Hall of Fame coach right here from Nashville who I spend a lot of time with, and he comes to a lot of our practices, and he always gives me insights, good or bad, on what I need to be doing differently. But another guy that I talk to a lot is Jim Herrick, who is the assistant coach for Cal State Northridge, and we got to play them this year too. He's coached me in the D League. Yeah, Jim Herrick has coached me in the D League, and he coached UCLA national championship team. I'm sure you guys familiar with him. Doc Shelton right here in Nashville. I have so many guys. And Tony Jones is a big time mentor for me, and the previous two coaches that I just worked for, Steve Forbes and Dan Mother. I talk to both of those guys pretty regularly and have great relationships with those guys. And always bumping ideas and getting new things for our team to try to do.
So, Penny, you finish your career at Belmont, had a fantastic career there. You embark on your coaching career. You wind up getting the head coaching job at Columbia State. Your first year, you lost 27 games, which is all of the games. The next year, you won 28 games. How is that even possible? And is that that's got to be in the Guinness Book of World Records?
I mean, 0-27 to 28-4 in 1 year.
So it's a little bit of a long story to that. It's not all true. We didn't lose every game that year. We actually won. We actually won about 12 to 13 games, something like that year.
Yeah.
But what happened was we had one player on our team who had transferred to a couple schools, and we had neglected to get a piece of some paperwork on him, and we got the paperwork the next day, but. The JUCO, the NJCA, decided to take our games away from us. So it wasn't as bad as it sounded.
Yeah, because when you look on paper, I'm like, this is amazing.
This is the
greatest turnaround ever.
No, but still, though, we went from a team that won 12 games that year to the next year we finished that season 28-4. We were ranked number third in the country. But, yeah, even from 11 wins to 28 wins was a complete jump. We were – and that had everything to do with us just putting the culture and the program in place. And we went out and got some really good players. I ended up recruiting the number one JUCO player in the country, which is a kid named T.J. Dunnins, who went on and played at Auburn for Bruce Pearl, and now he's playing overseas. And we just had some really good players at Columbia State that allowed me to go back-to-back to the national tournament and be ranked in the country back-to-back years.
Yeah, but I mean, it's more than that. I want you to hit on that. So, I mean, you have to quickly change culture, too. I mean, it's like this is how it's going to be, right? And then you've got to be able to have guys believe in you immediately and all of that worked. I'm curious about that part of the story.
Yeah, well, you know, that's very interesting you say that because you're right. There is so much that goes into this. There are so many learning things that go on every single day, and what it really boils down to is just earn that love and that trust from each other. And we really, really, really harp on that so much in this program now, and especially when I was at Columbia. You know, the guys have to know that you care about them, and that doesn't happen overnight. They can't see it just because you tell them every day. You know, it has to be examples. Tragedy has to happen in their lives, unfortunately. You know, things that you have to come in and correct them. When they make mistakes and when the day that they think, oh, he's going to hate me, he's never going to speak to me again, you still love on them. You're still trying to teach them. And you know, because these are young men and still trying to understand how to move in this world. So once you have a lot of those kind of things that happen in their life, then all of a sudden, next thing you know, that light bulb cuts on, they start loving you and they believe in you, and then they'll run through the wall for you. So that's kind of how that happened at Columbia State. But I had a bunch of kids that came from different kind of backgrounds. And once they kind of just understood how much I cared about them, then we were able to do some really special things. And obviously, we got some really good players as well.
On the way out, your team, TSU, picked 8th in the OVC preseason poll, lost 4 starters off last year's squad. Like you're talking about, you're going to need guys to develop quickly and to develop chemistry quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. That's going to be key for us. And, you know, that being picked 8th in the preseason is great for us. You know, like Coach Bird, that's one thing Coach Bird always said, the preseason ranking is the most unimportant ranking of the year. And he's 100% right about that. Whether you rank first or last, it doesn't matter. But, you know, we use it as motivation for our guys. And even right now, we just try to continue to create some adversity situations for those guys so they can understand how hard it's going to be to win. And, you know, I'm just anxious to see where we are at this time of the year. Are our guys ready to compete at an OVC championship level against the A-Sun championship team like Michigan? If we are, great. If we're not, then I guarantee you we'll get back to the drawing board and continue to work towards that.
Man, I'm so happy for you to have this opportunity at TSU, man. We're going to love following you and love having you on the show from time to time. And anything we can do, just holler, man.
Oh, man, I appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Tennessee State basketball coach Brian Penny Collins. You can get him on Twitter, at CoachPenny1. At TSU Tigers MBB. Tigers open the season tomorrow afternoon at Lipscomb at 3 o'clock. Isn't that awesome, man? That you know, not only is he going to play his first game, his first head coaching game is against Casey Alexander, the guy that recruited him to Belmont. He also will coach against Rick Byrd this year, too.
And Jim Herrick.
And Jim Herrick, who is one of his mentors, which I didn't know.
And coaching at the school that he grew up loving, TSU. Amazing story. What a neat guy. He's young. He's, what, 34? I mean, it's a bright, bright future for that fella.
Love it.